Blog Talk Radio.
AG on them keys and them drums, aye.
King. Amen. Words written and rapped and sung by the minister Kyle Garrett. Amen. It is a blessing to be here just one more time. Happy New Year to you, to everybody within the sound of my voice, to your families. Again, it is a blessing to be before you just one more time. It is me. I am here. It is Pastor D. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair. Amen. And the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. God is in the house. God is in the building. Amen. And we shall worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. I am just Hallelujah. So excited. Just one more time. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but just one more time. He made it a way for me out of no way. Amen. You see, when you start counting your days, amen, you will learn just how blessed you are, amen. When you start waking up every morning saying, thank you, God, for just this day, not for yesterday or for tomorrow, but, Lord, I'm going to praise you in this day. When you start looking at life like that, then you will learn and see just how blessed you really are, amen. When you start to count the days and you say, Lord, you know, you did not have to do it, but you did it for me anyhow, you will begin to see just how much God has blessed you and how God has held you up over the years, amen. So I am so grateful, amen, just for this day, just to say thank you, just to give you the praise, just because even on the days that I don't feel like it, amen, I'm going to still give him the praise, because at the end of the day, what if he cut off his blessings to me, amen? What if he told me I'm not going to bless you because I don't feel like it, amen? I'm not going to wake you up today just because I don't feel like it, amen? What would happen to this old body, amen? What would happen to my old soul? What would happen if he decided to act the way that sometimes we act, amen? What if he said I'm not going to be faithful to you today because you haven't been faithful to me, or you haven't been faithful to my church, or you haven't been faithful, a faithful giver, or faithful over the little bit that I've given you? What if he acted the way that we act sometimes?
Thank you, Lord, for your mercy.
Thank so you, I'm going to give him some mercy. Praise, amen.
Hallelujah.
Despite the fact of what's going on.
Hallelujah.
Despite the fact of how I feel.
Hallelujah.
At the end of the day, I have learned that by giving him the praise, I'm doing the best thing that I could ever do for my life and my soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But I'm going to stop. Amen. I'm going to stop right here. Amen. But Brother Tony, will you please bless us with, Reverend Roslyn, will you please start us off with our affirmation of faith? Then we'll have opening hymn by Brother Tony Spencer.
Affirmation of faith. In whom do I believe? I believe in God the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body. In Jesus Christ. Everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, good morning, and happy new year to everyone. God bless us again, one more time.
Sir.
Would you be free from the burdens of sin? There is power in the blood. Would you owe evil a victory to win? There is wonderful power in the blood. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There is power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There is one. Wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There is power in the blood. Since things are lost in its life-giving flow, there is wonderful power in the blood. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There is a wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, saints. It's prayer time. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for bringing us together this morning, Father, in a spirit of generosity. This New Year's morning, we honor and praise you for bringing us into a new year. May we honor one another by keeping an open mind. May we voice our truth and listen with an open heart. May we discern your will to unite in fruitful outcome. May God's blessing shower upon you and bestow upon each of you a bright, healthy, and peaceful new year. God of all time, help us enter the new year quietly, thoughtful of who we are to ourselves and to others, mindful that our steps make an impact and our words carry power. As the dawn breaks on a new year, let us give thanks for all we hold dear, our health, our family, and our friends. Let us release our grudges, our anger, and our pain, for these are nothing but blinding chains. Let us live each day in the most loving ways, the God-conscious way. Bless our pastor this morning, this New Year's morning. May we hear the word of the Lord so that God's word may enlighten our hearts and give us a new life this New Year's. Thank you, Lord, for your blessed word. Also bless each family listening today, that their hearts be touched by you. We are so grateful and thankful you brought us this far, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy and all you have done. Bless each church door open in your mighty name. Bless the sick and the shut in all over the world. Father, bless all your people in this world, this New Year's, that each day be better than the day before. And we keep on giving you all the honor and glory and praises you so deserve. We ask these prayers this day in the mighty and the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To God be the glory for all he has done and about to do. Thank you, Lord, for blessing, keeping us another year. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Let the church say, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The scripture is from the book of Psalms, chapter 73. And I shall be reading from verses 23 through 26. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, Classic Edition. And it reads, "Nevertheless, I'm continually with you. You do hold my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to honor and glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And I have no delight or desire on earth besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the rock and firm strength of my heart and my portion forever. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing, reading, and most of all, understanding of his most holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, it is a true blessing to be here before you, amen, and just for a few announcements, I want to just remind you all that Brother Robert will be at the church on Tuesday to collect our tithes and offerings, amen, and if you need any of his assistants to come and pick up, please give him a call, amen, prior to Tuesday so that he can receive your tithes and he can come and pick them up, amen. Also, we will be back in our building come the second Sunday, amen. So let us please govern ourselves according to that and be prepared to return to our building on the second Sunday, amen. Also, I just want to touch on something that in the prayer that Reverend Roslyn just prayed. She said that in this new year, you should not hold on to grudges, that you are to let the things go of the past. That we have to, and we as Christians, you know, we as Christians, we have to let go of things. Even if you're not a Christian, you know, I'm talking to everybody. You've got to let go of some stuff. Some stuff may have hurt you throughout this past year. People, somebody's tongue said something to you, hurt your feelings. But just understand that when you hold on to a grudge, you're giving that thing that hurt you all the power that it needs. So we have to be careful about that. We got to let stuff go. And when you find that you are not strong enough to do it, you got to rely on God. Ask Jesus to help you to get through it. And watch when he do it. But you got to be, you have to want it. You know, a lot of times we like to hold on to stuff. But you can't hold on to stuff and call on Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If there's anybody who ever walked this earth who should have held on to the grudges, it should have been him. But remember, he left us a motto. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
Just wanted to share that with you for just a second. We want better. We have to do better. A lot of times we're not getting the prayer, our prayers through or the blessings that we deserve because of the things that we're holding on to. Yeah. Brother Tony, will you bless us with a song, sir?
Amen. Amen, amen. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord right now, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now, He woke me up this morning, and He started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. He woke me up this morning. I was clothed in my right mind. He didn't let me sleep too late. Oh, He woke me right up on time. Well, He woke me up this morning, let me see a brand new year. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, come on and bless it with me. The Lord is blessing me right now, oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, oh, right now. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Blessings to you, sir. Blessings to you. Amen. Will you please pray with me? Eternal Father, it's me, Father, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the book of Psalms, the 73rd unit of song, beginning with the 23rd verse, and it reads, "Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. With whom do I have in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and the portion, my portion forever. For, lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go about from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all of my works." May God continue to bless the reading of his most holy word. For a subject only by the grace of his presence. And as we have all spent this last year praising God, and as we have made it through and dare I may say survived this Christmas season, we are now at a new beginning of a new year. While most people at the end of the year, they come into the end of the year and they start to make plans, and these plans are turned into resolutions, and most of these resolutions are built upon making themselves better in this new year. But we as Christians and children of the Most High, we ought to sit back and relax to the fact that it is only by the grace of God that we have made it thus far. It is by the grace of God that we will continue to make it through this life. And by the grace of God, when these old eyes close, hopefully that the life that one has lived will grant you access into the heavenly places where we all desire to be. I am convinced that no matter what goes on in this world, it is the presence of God that continues to make my soul long for him. And please forgive me, amen. I just got a little ahead of myself, amen. Let me go back to this scripture and pull this all together. You know, this psalm was written by Asaph, an Old Testament prophet, who was at that time the music director during the reign of King David. And as he wrote this music in order to sing praises and to tell and to teach the people of God's goodness, he knew that without God's presence, he would not be able to do anything that he was able to do. Well, what say you, church? What or how would you feel if you could not experience the presence of God? While this world sits back and make resolutions on their lives to be better throughout this next year, we know that God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And what are you doing to ensure your walk with him? From the way that I know it to be, whether it's 1923 or 2023, my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and his glories. I am also convinced that no matter what goes on around me, it is his presence that keeps me. It is his presence that solidifies me. His presence, it adds substance to my life, glory to my praise, conviction to my sins. It is his presence that and my obedience that creates a sanctified calling. His presence grants me the ability to look beyond the faults of the people and to see the need. I don't know about you, but I am very happy to experience the presence of the Almighty. You see, for me, it's like business as usual, amen, because it doesn't matter to me that if we come into a new year, it doesn't matter to me if I've seen another Christmas. All that matters to me is that as long as Jesus is still the head of my life, as long as Jesus is still that crucified Messiah, as long as Jesus still sits as my high priest, nothing else matters to me, because the world's going to keep on moving, but it's all about your faith. It's all about how your relationship is with him. Do you feel the presence of the Almighty as you walk into this new year? Well, if you felt the presence of the Almighty as you walked into this new year, I can guarantee you felt the presence of the Almighty in last year, and you're going to continue to feel the presence of the Almighty into the next year. But all you have to do is keep your mind focused, keep your spirit stay, and I urge you to keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Too many times. You see, we get caught up in the mix. We get caught up with the things that this world try to throw at us. But I'm here to let you know right now that it's all about the crucified Messiah. It's all about Jesus. And if you don't feel his presence upon you right now, if you don't feel his presence, if you don't feel that warmth that only he can give you, then there's a big problem. You see, Jesus, as we celebrated Jesus, as we celebrated his birth, it was more than just that. For me, it was more than just his birth. It was the fact that I can sit back and think about the time when I was on my deathbed, when I thought that I was going to die, and when I had COVID, I knew that I was out of here. But guess what? That's how sick this world was. And Jesus came into this world to cleanse this world of all the sickness that was there. And when he came into this world, he cleansed this world of all of the muck and the dirt and gave everybody an opportunity to get their lives right back in order. The same thing he did as he came into this world is the same thing that he's doing right now. I'm grateful. I am so very grateful to God that while this world needed to know and to see and to feel his love, he sent his son. He sent Jesus into this world to remind us that there is a God that loves us. And this God wants to dwell with us. And if you desire to dwell with him, you see, my Jesus, he came into this world to bring us into the fullness thereof. And while he lived a sinless life, he allowed his body to be broken. He allowed his body to be bruised. They hurt him. They spat upon him. They mistreated my Jesus for no reason. But he allowed all of that for our iniquities. And even when he was up on that cross, the presence of God could not be upon him due to the sin that was upon him. And he yelled out for his Father's presence. Well, it's time that we yell out for the presence of God.
Yes.
Yell out for his love.
Yes.
Yell out for that cleansing.
Yes.
Yell out for his son's blood. It's the same blood that never loses power. That song says that it reaches to the highest of the mountains and it flows through that lowest of the valleys. It's that same blood that gives you strength from day to day, and it will never lose its power. So I'm asking you, do you yell out for the presence of the Almighty? Do you yell out for God to come in and dwell with you? Do you know why I said that we have to let go of some things that we're holding on to? Because the presence of the Almighty cannot dwell where there is mess. And I want you to understand that if there is mess within you, then God is not there. But I'm here to let you know that God desires for you to be cleansed. God desires for him to dwell in you and to dwell through you. And if God wants to dwell in you and through you, then you got to let some things go.
Yes.
It's time. If you look to the new year to start doing things different, then I'll give you that. So if you look to the new year to start doing things different, well, then now is the time to start giving your life over to Jesus.
Yes.
Who was sent here by the Father to save our souls. If you start off the new year, well, but this is the only thing I want to tell you, that if you start off this new year following Jesus and allowing Jesus to be the Lord of your life, I urge you and I challenge you to not let this new year's challenge go by the wayside.
Yes. Please.
I challenge you to hold on to your faith with every part of your body, even when you find yourself loosening because you want to let it go. I urge you to hold on.
Oh, yeah.
God's not changing here.
Hold on with your life.
God desires to be with you. And it is through his grace, the grace of his presence, that you are who you are today. But I urge somebody to yell out.
Anybody.
Call on Jesus. When it gets too heavy for you, yell out.
Yes.
Thank
and see what he'll do. When you don't know which way to go, yell out. For his presence.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's time for me to sit down. I have told you all that I could tell you. I've given you all that you need in order to be successful to start this new year off just right. But I want to remind you that it is only by the grace of his presence, it is only by the grace of his presence which you feel through that Holy Spirit that we are who we are today.
Hallelujah.
Clean to God. Let his presence come in and fill up your temple.
Yes.
And watch what he do in your life.
Yes.
Yell out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And watch what he does.
Hallelujah.
Watch what he gives you.
Maranatha.
Yell out.
Maranatha.
May God bless you. May God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen and amen. And as we open up the door of the church, and that door being Jesus, I ask, is there one here who is ready to give their life over to Jesus? You've been seeking in every area. But now I promise you that Jesus is ready to show and to reveal himself to you. If that's you, pray this prayer with me. Lord God, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again all for me. Now, Lord, be the Lord of my life. Help me to act, to walk, and to praise you in a different way, a way that's pleasing unto you. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. And I thank you for setting me apart. In the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, salvation now belongs to you. I urge you to find you a Bible-based, Bible-teaching, preaching church Support them with your presence. Bless them with your tithes and your offerings. And pray with them in the spirit. And watch what God will do in your life. Happy birthday. This is the first day of the rest of your life. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. As we are now ready to prepare for our communion, I would ask that Reverend Patricia Johnson would read the prayer of humble access.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy metaphor and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and body may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen.
Amen. The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who that tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his oblation of himself, once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel commanded us continue a perpetual memory of that his most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receive in these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. Let us repeat the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The bread, it represents the body that was broken for you. Will you take it? And will you eat it together? The wine, it represents the blood that was shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Will you please take the cup? And will you drink it all together? Feast on it within your hearts. And remember to always tell this dying world about a living Savior name Jesus. Amen and amen. Minister Lisa, will you please bless us with the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make His face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift us up and lift His countenance upon us and give us peace this day and forevermore. May you have a blessed and safe New Year's. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And on behalf of Fuse Memorial, I want to just say thank you to this HubNet online network for hosting us for these 2 weeks. Amen. It is a true blessing. And Brother Akim, Sister Michelle, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
It is our pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. And just so that everyone will know, the second Sunday, the Jubilee Affair will be returning in full effect. Amen. And we are so grateful for that. Amen. I am so grateful to be back. Amen. The devil thought he was doing something, but God showed up just one more time for us. Amen. So it is a true blessing. And again, I am grateful. And we are HubNet 24/7. Amen. So look out. This is the year of HubNet. We are on the move. And as long as God is at the head, we can't lose. Amen. That being said, on behalf of Reverend Patricia Johnson, Reverend Rosalind Thomas, Minister Lisa Green, Minister Kyle Garrett, Exhorter McKinney, amen. We are just, Brother Tony Spencer, we are just so grateful, amen. And we are Fuse Memorial, and we are signing off. Good night. God bless.
KG on them keys and them drums, aye.
Now because of the inhuman beliefs that you resurrected can
succeed. It's because of him I could put a crown on my head without apologies. Inherit the birthright to slay the darkness with the light with the holy positivity. I'm so glad I don't have to be enslaved anymore. Dead to my whole self, the blood of the holy is upon me. And my means I got great health, got great wealth. More than this world could possibly give me, more than what I could dream. I gave all my life, got tapped into the family, a long way back in my teens. You are the reason for my dreams, and I recall what it means. Because of you, every scheme of Satan that was ever put on my life has been blown to shreds and smithereens. So let the choir sing.
The king of what?